clearly the readings today are to instruct us on how to live. And if we just concentrate on the gospel, it's very beautiful in Mark's description. There's no animosity, there's no... One of the theologians, scribe, Gramitevs, means theologian. So one of the theologians came to Jesus and asked him, which is the first of all the commandments? This was a common scholastic exercise. To try, there are 613 positive commandments in the law of Moses. How do you organize them? Which is the first? Which is the greatest? And Jesus answers, saying the greatest commandment has two dimensions to it. So first, he quotes Deuteronomy. See, you heard it. Listen, Israel. Adonai, our God, God alone. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and as Mark has it here, all your mind and all your strength. That's a remarkable commandment, isn't it? You won't find that anywhere else in any religious literature except that which is coming from divine election and the Word of God. To love God. Who is God? See, to have an idea. See, I was thinking, suppose the greatest duty of the citizens of Maryland were to love the governor. Everybody would say, what? But to love God. To love God. To have, you know, Him, the greatest thing in our hearts and minds. To love Him. This is a commandment. Shows you that the commandments are not laws. They're teaching. Love the Lord your God with everything you've got. We say that, you know. The minute I started the gospel, you've heard it so many times, you knew what the rest was going to be. But you see, we treat these things like we deal with them all day, as it were, and they don't impact us. You shall love God. How do we love God? Would you keep His commandments? No. Of course, you've got to keep His commandments. But love is more than that. Good soldiers keep all the commandments of the general. They don't love him. Love is something else. You shall love the Lord your God. Put him first in your esteem, in your attention, in your affection, in your mind, your obedience. He's first. It's amazing. And then, and Jesus, as far as we know, is the first to ever do this. He joins another commandment to it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And this comes from the book of Leviticus. So our Lord, in His incredible divine and human intelligence, says, see, what's the greatest of everything God ever told us to do? To love Him with everything we got. You see, with all your heart. The heart is the very center of the personality, right? As Robert Schwemann, great, great philosopher, Catholic philosopher, says, see, the heart is that place where there's nothing between us and God. It's that deep in us. It's that place where we can't hide. It's God and ourselves. Now, we tend to obfuscate that relationship because we don't want to be that direct with God. One of the Lord's great efforts is to purify us, to bring us close, to give us confidence that we want to be just directly God. We got all sorts of, this is one of the real reasons why we love distraction. It takes from us the challenge of directly relating to God. I don't want to relate to God. Like, wow. I mean, like, what's the basis of that relationship? Mercy. Mercy. Love the Lord your God with all your kol levavcha, with your whole heart. Your whole heart is present to Him, Lord, all day, all night. I love you. My whole being, the very core of my being, which is what heart means biblically, is there for you. See, and b'kol nafshika, with all your nefesh, with all your soul, all your energies, mental, emotional, physical, they're all directed to God. This is the first commandment. If you wonder what to do next time you examine your conscience, just think about this. Do I love God with all my heart and all my soul? V'kol mo'odecha is the last one. All my stuff, my strength, my money, my friends, my position, my car. Do I love Him with everything I've got? A good examination of conscience, right? And then, oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm a disaster. I mean, I love you. I hardly ever think of you. And you see how the Holy Spirit wants to teach us to cultivate awareness. Because if we cultivate awareness, we'll love Him. Because He will show Himself to us. And He will be the energy by which we love Him. That's who the Holy Spirit is. See? I've told you this story before, but it's a marvelous story. It's by Rabbi Akiva. Great rabbi. And was in teaching in Jerusalem. After the first destruction of Jerusalem by Titus, there was a law: you cannot teach Torah. Punishment for teaching Torah is death. So they told that to Rabbi Akiva, and he said, "What else would I do?" It's like the fox. This was his little parable. It's like the fox saying to the fish, "You better get out of there. It's dangerous down there." And the fish saying, "Where else would I go? This is my environment. This is my life. Where would I go?" So he continued to teach. And they caught him. And they arrested him. And they put him on the gridiron to burn him to death. And he's being tortured and burned. And it comes time to recite three times a day, to recite the Shema. To remind everybody, wouldn't it be good if we did this? Origen says, our Shema is the Our Father. Three times a day, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. It's time to recite the Shema. So he begins to sing this thing, Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Elohecha, Adonai Echad. And they say to him, "Rabbi, now, you're going to sing." He said, "All my life, I've wondered what it meant to love God with all my nefesh, with all my soul. Now I understand. I've given Him my body, I've given Him my pleasures, I've given Him everything. And now I know what it means to love God with all my soul, all my heart, all my soul, all my goods, all my strength. So he died singing the word Echad, Adonai Echad, God alone. And you love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. Adonai, listen, Israel. Adonai, our God, is God Echad. He alone is God. He is one. He is God. And he died singing Echad. You see, when we come to a text like this, we have to watch it. Ah, I know what that says. What's the next one? See, the Word of God isn't supposed to be a novelty. It's supposed to be life. And say, I'm not going to move from this till I understand it. What can it possibly mean that I should love God? I should love God. Not just obey Him and do good projects for Him. And love Him. The first and greatest of all the commandments. And the other one, and Matthew adds, the other one is like it. Love your neighbor. Love. What a funny religion. It's not in the ceremonies, it's in love. Do we do that? Of course we don't. That's why we have it in Lent. Think, stop and think. Okay, you ready? You gonna love God? No way. It's a gift. You pray for it. There was a priest in Ireland. He was riding in a cart with a donkey cart with the farmer, and the donkey stopped. So he got a whip, and he started beating that donkey, beating him, and cursing and cursing and cursing. The priest said, "Where did you ever learn to curse like that?" And he said, "You can't learn it, Father. It's a gift." But so is love. You can't learn it. It's a gift. This is the heart of everything the Lord came to teach us. You shall love the Lord your God with everything you got, all your heart. That's the key, right? Because we have a divided heart. I love this, I love that, you know, and I love God once in a while. All your soul and all your might, all your everything. And second is just like it. Love each other the same way. And that's religion. If we did that, we would be saints. That's what the saints did, right? They loved God. And the love of God took them over, and they poured themselves out, every saint, for the human race. Everyone. The ones who lived in the caves over there in Turkey, and you know, the old monks, and the ones who ran around killing themselves like St. Francis Xavier Gabrini. The same love.